Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Two-time Super Bowl champion, Dallas Cowboy, five-time Pro Bowler. Mark Stepnoski will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Very honored to be having him come on. Already familiar with some of his other work in the fight against the phony war on drugs. A very informed individual. So this Super Bowl champion slash Pro Bowler will be joining us coming up to talk about 9/11 truth and his serious questions surrounding and concerning the official story. That is coming up in 2 hours from now. Dr. Michael Kaufman covering how the mainline environmental groups were literally founded by the eugenicists. I'm going to be clear, I'm not against having a good environment. I'm for that. None of us want to breathe poison air or drink poison water. In fact, the contrary, the big banks and big money that has come in with their PR firms and have taken over any of the real environmental groups that form that actually have an effect. Or they'll just sick the FBI or police on other groups that are legitimately out doing things. Right now it's all about global taxation, and it ties into the end game. So Dr. Michael Kaufman will be joining us coming up in the second hour and talking about the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, where they openly talk about 80-plus percent population reductions and a lot more. That is coming up in the second hour today as well. There is a lot going on. I got a surprise call last night at about 9 o'clock that they wanted me on Coast to Coast AM, so I did that. And I guess I'm not my old self. I used to could do 6, 7, 8, 9 hours of radio a day. But I already did 4 other interviews yesterday, my own show, and then Coast to Coast. I am getting into my step, though, here, kind of trying to fire up, get the brain working. But I tell you, we are certainly burning the midnight oil when it comes to the fight against the global crime syndicate. I'm feeling a lot of anxiety, and I'm not normally someone who has a lot of anxiety. I'm normally at ease. But right before 9/11, I had the same feelings I'm having now, and I've had similar feelings only a few other times. All of that anxiety is completely dwarfed. That is what I'm feeling in my gut. All that past anxiety is completely eclipsed, obscured, blotted out. A pall hangs over me, not of depression. I'm very happy and love my life and I'm energized, but just a pall, a black pall, kind of a black cloud, and everybody feels it. But intellectually, I don't just go off my gut. Intellectually, I know one of the major reasons that I'm so upset, but that I also, is something more there. It's them wanting to start on World War III in Iran. It's what's happening with the police state here domestically. It's that the establishment feels like a cornered rat and is more dangerous now than ever. The dollar plunged even more today. It plunged again yesterday. The things that are happening right now are just unspeakably serious, and still the general public does not know what it means to have a devalued dollar. Your savings are plunging upwards of a cent each week. And by a cent, I mean per dollar that you have, it's plunging around a cent. That means you're losing around 1% of your savings, your purchasing power, every single week with your assets. I'm going to try to break this down when we get back, as we just chronicle this unfolding and happening. And I heard some things this morning on talk radio that were very disquieting. I heard two national hosts reading talking points, and it was a key sign in this whole system. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
If constipation and a sluggish body are affecting your life, then do what hundreds of thousands of people have done. Try Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse. If you want to clean out the 27 feet of intestinal tract in your body and clear out the waste matter that's been lying in your abdomen for up to 40 hours, then you need Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse. Developed by Dr. Ritter, this cleansing program will revitalize your digestive system and provide your body with healthy ingredients that keep your system flowing. To try this incredible program for free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525. Just pay shipping and handling, and the next 2 weeks' supply will be free. So call now, 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525 for your free 2-week supply of Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Mark Stepnoski, Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowl champion, Dallas Cowboy, Houston Oiler, will be joining us to talk about 9/11 truth in the third hour, Dr. Michael Kaufman in the second hour. For those that just joined us, if I sound a bit frazzled today, it's because I've been rode hard, put away wet, doing, a total of actually five interviews yesterday and my own show. And once I go to bed at 4 a.m., I just really don't get any sleep. So that's why I look like some kind of raccoon with black circles around my eyes when you see me out about town, because I just can't turn down big interviews like Coast to Coast AM, and I can't come, get up in the morning and not come do this show. So, again, I'm honored to be here, and I'm very, very thankful that all of you are tuning in. Okay, the serious news that we have here in front of us. Crude oil, gold surge amid dollar reserve worry. And gold is only $2 from breaking the 1980 all-time record. But for gold to have the same purchasing power it had versus purchasing it with the dollar in that ratio, in that conversion, it will need to go to $2,200-plus an ounce. So if it is indeed going to make that move and get parity with true dollar devaluation, we will see $2,200 an ounce gold. I do not know if that's going to happen, but it is $15 up today, and it is literally on the heels of the 1980 record right now. This certainly is a day long remembered. Crude oil gold surge amid dollar reserve worry. You know, they're finally admitting why gold and oil are going up. Now, usually they'll claim it's some storm in the Gulf or a leprechaun, you know, bit somebody or something ridiculous happened. But in real financial internal publications and policy reports and IMF World Bank documents, they are totally honest about what they're actually doing to us. And there's one publication I've seen that really does tell the truth, and that's the Financial Times of London. They put a slight spin on it, but they admit the big central banks are having a large, ravenous blood meal right now on your back. When I think about my detractors who put up websites, news stories from a year ago, 2 years ago, saying Alex Jones is a kook. He said the dollar would plunge. He said the economy was in trouble. Where is it? Well, if you haven't noticed that we're at all-time private debt, government debt, corporate debt, if you haven't noticed that people are having to work two, three jobs, if you haven't noticed all the real economic indices showing we're in deep trouble, and this is just the beginning, you're just blind. You're just absolutely, completely blind. Fox News, though, came out yesterday, and we even have the clip of it. We may have time to play it later. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. And they said, hey, a weak dollar is good. It's very good, and we thank the president for the great job he's done. This is another stroke of genius. Yes, a stroke of genius. Thank you, Emperor, for all you do, as if you actually run anything. You're a complete puppet of the big central banks who own the defense contractor companies and, of course, the big oil companies. So crude oil, gold surge amid dollar reserve worry. I was up at about 2:30 in the morning doing George Norrie's broadcast last night with Daniel Estulin. It was a great co-interview. It was great to be interviewed there with Daniel, who, by the way, is in Endgame. And there it was, London Independent. There was the Chinese head of their central bank saying that they're going to go ahead and start accelerating the dump of the dollar out of their $1.43 trillion in holdings. I thought it was $1.2 trillion, but I guess that was 6 months ago. I guess they hold a couple hundred billion more with their balance of trade. See, the bankers create a fiat system, and then they get us over-leveraged by design, and now they're busy putting out hundreds of articles a day, literally, saying we deserve it, we're spoiled, we're bad, Americans did this, it's the fact of the poor people that went and took loans they couldn't pay. That has nothing to do with it, ladies and gentlemen. It was the big banks that issued all this credit, pumped this bubble up, and then 3 months ago cut off the conduit of that credit to the people, not to the central banks themselves. It is a orgy of looting that's going on. The pound hits $2.10 USD mark as dollar battered by Qing comments. We'll be going over that. UK rate cut grows more likely as they try to cut their interest rates to at least slow the slide of the dollar. They want a slow decline so we don't get too restless, in the IMF and World Bank's own words. As their former chief economist Joseph Stiglitz told you here in January. Continuing, Forex, pound, again, hits 210 USD mark as dollar battered by Qing's comments. We're going to be going over that. Also from George Washington blog, 9/11 family member Patty Kaziza, government knew exact date and exact targets. 9/11 family member, Jersey girl, Patty Kaziza, has just revealed that whistleblowers told her that before 9/11, the government knew the exact day, the type of attack, and the targets. In Ron Paul news, will Ron Paul be excluded from Iowa debates? It's being openly discussed. This is up on JonesReport.com. It's being openly discussed to exclude him from the debate, claiming he's not a first-year candidate. And it was okay to have him up there and ignore him and short-shift him and only give him a third of the time the other candidates got. In all the major debates, they cheated him. The average is about a third as much time. You know, Giuliani gets 15 minutes. Ron Paul gets almost five. Mitt Romney gets 12 minutes. Ron Paul gets four. You know, depending on which debate it was, that's the type of little scams they ran. They think the public is so dumb. Well, now they're talking about excluding him from Iowa. Also, CBS labels Ron Paul, this is a quote, meaningless fruitcake. Boy, that's very scientific. It's just so ridiculous. With no chance of winning. Kevin Drum, Channel South Park's officer, Bar Bradley, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Yeah, they're actually saying, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. And for Americans who want to still be willfully ignorant about what's happening, I guess that actually works on them. You tell them, move along, and they do. Got a story up on truthnews.us. Oberman, does Bush want to remake U.S. into invisible fascist state? Now, all day they talk about Islamo-fascist. But when you talk about invading countries, incredible corporate corruption, attacks on liberties and freedoms, and then the trappings, the terms, the names, the symbols, the signets, the logos, the verbiage, the vernacular, the nomenclature. I mean, they follow classical Nazi-style fascism to a T, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll be going over that and playing some of the Oberman statements on it. Very eloquent. State of emergency. Could Bush ever arbitrarily declare martial law like Musharraf has in Pakistan? And let me just stop right there and make some comments about that. Here at the studio last night, in between interviews, I guess it was about 11:30 at night. I wasn't recording it. I came walking out of the bathroom. Aaron was in the front writing this article about him wanting to exclude Ron Paul from Iowa. And I had the TV sound down real low on CNN. We keep a couple TVs on with different news channels in the back room. And I look up, and it shows these people lined up. Somebody's got to have this on tape. Anderson Cooper's 360 last night. And it shows what's happening in Pakistan, and it showed them hurting people on the back of trucks for no reason, just beating them, kicking them in the hind end, hitting them with billy clubs. And I saw Anderson Cooper smile real wickedly. You know, he's admittedly CIA. He was CIA and went into media. And a total propagandist, not a very good one at that, by the way, but he's a little darling, I guess, a little trollop. And there he was, and I saw him smiling with the audio down real low, so I turned it up, and then I sit down, and I look back up, and they're just talking about, well, they're getting tough over there, and he's doing what he needs to do. They were actually defending it, and Aaron walks in, and he's talking to me, and I turn and look, and Aaron's not looking, and they've got people lined up by a car. And their machine guns open fire. I'm talking at like 10 feet away, and you see the people crumple and fall to the ground like something on a Red Dawn, and they've got them lined up and shooting them. But the audio was real low, and I kind of double-taked. I was like, did I just see that? Did any of you, in fact, we're not really open phones right now, but if you saw that too, because it was just literally like you can't believe you just saw it. And I'm hoping that I saw wrong, because it was like 3 seconds. There's people lined up on the side of the street, and you see Christmas tree flashes out of the muzzles of guns. Broad daylight, soldiers machine gunning people. Now maybe I saw it wrong. Maybe I didn't see that, because I scrambled to see if we were recording. A lot of times we are. And no, we didn't catch it on tape, and that was the rebroadcast of the day, so that was it. I think he's on at like 9 at night or 8 at night, and they re-aired a few hours later. So if you saw that, please let me know. This morning I was tuning around on talk radio, listening to a national host based out of San Antonio, and I tuned into Neil Bortz, and I heard both of them say, two separate national shows, that, well, if Al-Qaeda comes in and bombs one restaurant and kills 50 people, it's going to plunge our economy, and get ready for it. And I've always said that they may stage a small attack here and then totally plunge the economy or make the announcement it's plunged in some type of psychological view that Al-Qaeda did it, because I've seen that pattern before, and I heard two different shows saying that. That isn't a good sign. And there's no doubt, listening to Bortz, that he's getting talking points. That guy is no libertarian, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Thank you. As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Chris is going to, he TiVo'd it, he's going to rewind it and check it, but he remembered seeing guys kind of in military garb, like cargo pants and things, mercenaries, opening fire and shooting some people. And they didn't say what it was on CNN. That was the thing. And then they had these two guests on who were going, well, you know, Perez Musharraf's a bad guy and he's killing all these people, but, you know, he's really our guy and we need him there to fight Al-Qaeda. And thank goodness he's there. And CNN was just defending open martial law and dragging people out in business suits and beating them and kicking them and what looked like shooting him. And again, I hope I was wrong with what I saw last night, but you're rewinding it now. Is it Chris, did you say?
Yeah, my name is Chris. I'm from Boston. I called a couple weeks ago. I'm the CGI artist. I do computer graphics, animation. I am T-Bone Watcher right now. It's a quick clip. It's only like 2 seconds, almost like they panned over, and then they caught it, and then they panned back. So you don't really catch it very well. But from the flash I saw,
it looks like paramilitary folks shooting people.
Yes. It catches a muzzle flash, and then you see somebody slump. And it's about maybe 4 seconds before they pan away.
Well, my eye's pretty good, and just in the flash of seeing it, they're shooting people about 10 feet away. They flash, you see them crumple, and that's it. Now, again, I wasn't recording it, so I can't say that's what I saw. You've got it.
Yeah, I'm under Infamous Killer. That's my CG name. I want to put it up on YouTube. I have my camera here, a DV camera. I don't know how to hook it up to my computer for good quality, but I can take a picture of it, of my TV, put on that on the net for you.
And it may be nothing. It may be people in a firefight, but it sure looked like that just in the 2-3 seconds I saw.
I have a question. They're doing the same thing with Budo. Didn't her husband get convicted of all types of war crimes, and now they're saying she's some democracy wonderful person? Wasn't she thrown out of the country for war crimes?
Yes.
You know, it's just horrible. And now they have these new laws that if a child, anybody under the age of 17, is convicted of a felony, they get expelled from every school in the United States. This new law, I don't know if you knew about it.
Yeah, it's all federalization. It's total federal control over everything. And the feds are under United Nations regulation under UNESCO. And it's a literal war against humanity by the elite as the elite circle the wagons against the population.
Ron Paul hopefully wins. I mean, I don't see much of the chance for this country if he doesn't win. And, you know, I'm sorry to say it, but...
Well, Chris, try to isolate exactly what's going on in that video and then call us back, okay? And then email us the video still of it.
Okay, I'll email you my YouTube upload.
Okay, God bless you. Okay, as for talking points, Neil Bort, Sean Hannity, it was like 10 of them. Remember, about a year ago, they went to the White House, sat around, openly got talking points, and were told what to say by Bush and thank for their fake conservatism and keeping the sheep, in the pens by posing as conservatives. Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. The neocons' enemies are the conservatives. They woke up in this country, so they keep you under the little, watchdog's eyes. But there was no doubt this morning. I was listening to Glenn Beck, and I was listening to Bortz. I tuned into some other show, and it was all, you wait till the Islamists hit America. They're about to. The economy is going to implode. It is the Islamists. I mean, if you slip on a banana peel, it'll probably become some saying that, oh, the Muslims did it. Or if a thunderstorm comes over your house and tears your roof off, Muslims did it. Or if you get cancer, Muslims did it. Or if you get a toothache, Muslims did it. Or if your wife divorces you, Muslims did it. I mean, this is getting... They were actually implying that the economy is in trouble because of Muslims, and then saying, and the Muslims, they're going to go in and blow up 50 people in a discotheque here in the U.S. in a restaurant or something. This is multiple shows saying this at the same time, by the way, roughly. I'm flipping around. The scripting is even in unison. The scripting is even in unison now. And this caller on Neil Bortz was going, yeah, but I'm a Ron Paul libertarian. You know, this war is making the Muslims hate us, making them fight us more. And Neil Bortz says, that's ridiculous. Well, the Pentagon's own P2OG public plan said they were going to go into Iraq, tear the place down, divide it in three parts, and fund different groups to kill each other and export revolution. Our government went into secular governments in the last 50, 60 years, overthrew them, and put Muslim extremists in. Iraq was secular. Now it's an Islamic state. And they tell us Iran is al-Qaeda when they're Shiite, the opposite group. Neil Bortz is a smart guy, 30 years on air, and a lawyer. He knows all that. And he said, I'm simplifying it. They want to kill us. We've got to kill them. Oh, but your King Bush is letting them in at record numbers. See, it doesn't work like that, punk. And you are. You're an anti-American traitor, an enemy of the Republic, Bortz. You know you're a liar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I've had enough of fake conservative Judas goats, Benedict Arnolds in our midst, posing as conservatives, posing as libertarians. I have had enough of them shilling for the global corporations that are literally ending this nation's sovereignty right now. We are in the jaws of the military-industrial complex that is now foreign-owned. We are under attack, and I'm not mincing any more words or playing any more games. I am forgetting the maneuvers. I'm going straight at them. Straight at them. Ramming speed, ladies and gentlemen. Right at them. We're going to board the enemy in the info war, and we're going to take the fight to their decks. We're going to rake their capital ships' decks in the info war. And we're going to go in with the initiative, and we're going to defeat the globalist. And then we're going to open up all the books of all the paid-for media whores and all the people on the Pentagon payroll. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to cold, hard shells and cold, hard busting rocks, you traitors. And everybody's going to know, I'm telling you, you're enemies of the Republic. I've had enough of you claiming you're defenders of the Republic when you're the opposite. You'd tell us cyanide was mother's milk. you try to give us a false choice and act like you're against Hillary when your whole Republican machine is behind her, it's disgusting. And I, for one, am not going to play games with it anymore. Joe, Mark, Robert, Rich, David, and many, many others that are patiently holding, we're going to get to your calls here in just a few minutes. Program note, I will be at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, this evening with a speech at the end and an extended question and answer at the end of the film. I'll be doing double duty doing the live TV show during the film. And then I am also going to be there tomorrow night at the beginning and the end of the film, the last showing, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, this Thursday. And I hope to see you there to see Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. If you want to get the premier film exposing the history of the New World Order, who they are, where the Bilderberg Group meets, what their battle plans are, their own documents that we've had our agents basically get info out, steal it, and, of course, sources inside, it's all there, and then their master plan, the eugenicist, why they want world government, and once they have it in place, how they plan to forcibly exterminate 80% of the world's population. Dr. Michael Kaufman will be discussing that with us coming up in the next hour, and we'll have open phones as well. I hope you go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now. I've thrown into the fight 110%. I passed the point of no return a long time ago. I committed 110% more than 12 years ago to this fight. And I'm completely given over, completely consumed with the fight against these people. And all I ask you to do is to tell that same burning spirit of liberty and freedom. And all I ask you to do is to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and to burn high-quality copies of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement onto disc or DVD aggressively, dozens a day if you can do it, and get it out to everybody and savagely growl while you're doing it, because that's where the winning the fight begins, when you get down in your gut and you get serious and you commit. That's how we're going to bring these criminals to justice, is committing 110% in defense of this republic. That's how we're going to defeat these people instead of just submitting to them over and over again. I'm tired of submitting to their rape. I'm tired of them murdering millions of Iraqis in our name in the last 17 years. I'm tired of them putting cancer viruses in our vaccine and arresting teenagers for marijuana and enslaving us and CPSing people's children. I'm not going along with it anymore, and I've committed myself to this. I've put myself out there on the field. However the chips fall, doesn't matter. I'm committed. But I'm asking you to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and to get a 15-cent-a-day membership and start burning those suckers to disk. Your membership just pays for the bandwidth in our huge servers we've gotten, super high quality. Or go to Infowars.com and get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement on the high-quality DVD. We've got them as low as $10 when you get them in bulk. You get 10, 15 copies of this, and you're done. You've done your Christmas shopping, and you say, hey, here's the truth. You check it out for yourself. Or tell me what you think about this. Or call toll-free to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me right here deep in the heart of Texas at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. A lot of people in the system, a lot of people that work for this corrupt government, know now that we've been telling the truth all along. They've spoken out. You know, deputy individuals in the Pentagon and State Department have exposed the torture. There's good people. We're not alone in this fight, ladies and gentlemen. We need to pray that God give us guidance and put a hedge of protection up around those that are fighting this system. Let me briefly talk more about the economy. When I say I'm speechless on this subject, I'm just dumbfounded. I am flabbergasted. I am stunned. I am taken back. I am staggered. I am buffeted, shaken. In fact, I don't even know what to say. When it is finally discovered by the average self-righteous, important, know-it-all, twinkle-eyed yuppie that they have been absolutely robbed. I mean, it's such a magician's trick that the stock market is at 13,400 or whatever, and that for it to be at the purchase value of 2,000, it would have to be well above 20,000 points right now. It would have to be close to 23,000 points right now to just keep the same value that it had in the year 2000. And you have these people who've made 5, 10% a year in the stock market. They cannot believe you when you explain to them, people play in the market, they're gambling. Gamblers Anonymous, and they don't know it. They should definitely go. And so they willfully are in willful denial, and they just refuse to listen to us. If we could have, a few years ago, made this a major issue, gotten people concerned, pointed out that it was a political decision made by the private banks that own this country and much of the planet from their own documents, we could have politically forced them to not devalue the dollar and to try to stabilize the economy. Instead, they went with just telling you it's great while every real indicator went down the toilet. And now this is going to make 39, this is going to make 29, this is going to make the late 70s. Unfortunately, any way you slice it, any way you dice it, any way you cut it, be devastating. But that's why I have so much anxiety now over this. And when I say I'm completely freaked out, I am, because I know what this is going to do. The folks out there, the yuppies driving their sports utilities and their Lexuses, and I'm not bashing you for that. My point is, that's your God, that's your idol. You put that first. You put it second, it's fine, or third. You got to put duty and honor and truth and information and love first, and then you can have things. But the point is, that's their God. They're so, can you imagine them when they find out they're bankrupt? Can you imagine them when they find out they're going to lose everything? Can you imagine how they're going to behave? Well, I said a key point would be when they plunged the economy in the week before 9/11, they started plunging the stock market. And then they carried out the 9/11 attacks and said, oh, see, that made it all fall. And then everybody blamed the Muslim extremists for hurting their pocketbooks. Well, even if you believe Muslim extremists did it and don't know the facts, you would still understand that it was already plunging before then. And I said a telltale sign is when they start saying Muslim extremists are plunging the economy. There's no connection. They don't ever give evidence. They don't ever give facts for that. You know, that's like saying if a water faucet bust in your kitchen that Al-Qaeda did it, it has as much validity. But I'm now hearing them say that. Heaven help us. I mean, the public is so mindless, those that aren't awake. You've got one crowd waking up more than ever and becoming enlightened, the other crowd getting even more willfully dumb and slovenly and arrogant in their ignorance. When they find out that this has happened, a lot of them are going to become more police state supportive. They're going to become more wild-eyed. They're going to tell the government, you do whatever you want, you just give us our economy back. And it's all a tool of control. And to see gold pushing its 1980 all-time record, about to break its all-time record, and I think it'll do it today. We've still got 2.5 hours until, or more than that, till 4 o'clock Eastern when gold closes, and it's gyrating between 833 and 837. In overseas trading last night, it went above 840, but we're talking about spot gold here in the United States. Gold futures and gold stocks are already way above that. Futures on gold are well above 840 right now. Saying they're betting in the future that it will go above that. I think that's a safe bet, whether it'll be today or tomorrow or next week, next month, I don't know. But we're now at the point where you could wake up any morning and the banks will have closed their doors. It's already happened in Northern Rock. It's already happening with the biggest bank in France. It's already happened with Countrywide, the second largest mortgage lender. Citigroup is gyrating on just toppling a shaking house of cards, and a big gust of wind is on its way. And you try to talk about P.E. ratios. You try to talk about derivatives. You talk about leveraged companies like J.P. Morgan with 80-plus trillion, 30-plus trillion Bank of America, 30-plus trillion Citigroup. They don't even know. You might as well be talking Martian or Arcturian to them. You might as well be talking palladium to these people. They don't even, they can't even understand us, folks, when you try to warn them, when you try to talk to them. That's what George Orwell talked about, where they've destroyed the language and the meaning of words to the point of they know how to act tough at the steakhouse. They know how to act cool at the golf course. They know how to act cool with their buddies and act like know-it-alls and posture. And they know how to run around talking about Islamic fascists and sticking NRA stickers all over their cars, not knowing that group literally was the fathers of the first gun control and the new gun control bill. They just can't believe that the illusion that they were sold was a fraud. And the people do perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is the key to power. And by power, the power to live your own life and be left alone and be successful. There is no doubt that things are worse than I even thought and moving quicker than I thought. I tried to say it'd be middle of next year. The next year after that, I try to push it off and try to put perfume on a pig. But you can dress it up however you want. We're hurtling towards World War III. We're hurtling towards total devaluation of the dollar. We're hurtling towards government-sponsored terror. The FEMA camps are built. The wannabe dictators are in power. Hillary's waiting in the wings. The talk show hosts are bought and paid for. And we are plummeting down into absolute despotism. And I just don't want that for my family and my children or for anybody else's family for that matter. Because I've got my head screwed on straight, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that if bad things are happening to other people overseas, it's going to come back on me even if I fought it. That's the way it works. And I know we've aborted 50 million babies. And I know we've killed tens of thousands of children in radiation experiments and troops. And I know, I say we're all part of this sick system over here. We took the freest, greatest nation in history and turned it into nothing but a burnout cesspit. And I'm bracing. It's just like when I was driving down the road from visiting family out in Fredericksburg and we hit Stonewall about to go into Johnson City. It was raining real hard. The wind was blowing real hard and I slowed down from 60 down to 45. We were driving down with a 30-foot embankment on each side and all of a sudden tornado came through and shoved us right off the road. And those 3 seconds before we slammed into those oak trees and it crushed half the car in, it just gave us concussions, thank God. It would have killed us. It would have hit us on the side. Those 3 seconds were like 3 minutes, and I remember in slow motion hearing myself say, brace for impact, and the steering wheel bending, we hit so hard, and the seats we were in breaking from the shock. And then the state police pull up literally minutes later and say, you see that barn just get torn up? You got hit by a tornado, and they were really nice guys. I got fire ants all over me. I was stumbling around in the mud. And they pulled up and helped us. Good servants, good men, good peace officers. They're both fans, by the way. And it's the exact same thing, but instead of 3 seconds being 3 minutes, it's like a couple months, couple weeks being like years. I'm just sitting here going, oh no, brace for impact. I mean, just multiple torpedo salvos coming in, and I'm just screaming, brace for impact. And the yuppies are dancing around going, Islamo-fascist, Islamo-fascist. Well, these central bankers have totally gutted the country, totally set us up for collapse, funded all the Islamic extremists, documented history, hijackers train at U.S. bases, publicly on the payroll, public attack. I'm real time big I've gotten. I frankly don't even like it. But I have to just continue to commit to this fight. Brace for impact. Boom! But once it hits, I was in another car wreck one time where the car flipped 3 times when I was a teenager and we were like acting like idiots racing across a bridge across a lake from Rockwall into Dallas. I shouldn't even tell these stories. And I remember that slow motion. But the Corvette in front of us that crashed, they didn't have their seatbelts on, and I saw them spinning through the air as the car was flipping end over end. Out the window, I could see it in slow motion. Our brains are incredible, folks. Well, it's the same thing, but instead it's weeks and months stretched out, and I'm seeing it brace for impact, and it's like 100 years. And all I want to do, all I want to do is try to warn people. All I want to do is warn you. I mean, it's a simple instinct. It's like I live up the hill 10 miles, and I see the big dam break, and I got a helicopter, and I jump in it, or I jump on the radio, better analogy, and I tell people down in the valley, hey, listen, the dam broke. There's 20 feet of water coming at you at 60 miles an hour. Run for your lives, and they just giggle. Because it's just... And I know that when they set off attacks and launch wars, a bunch of people will rally around these killers again, and they just get away with it. The good news is people know now. They're waking up, though, and at least we're not going to go quietly into the night. We're not going to completely submit to all of this. We're going to go down with a fight. And with God's help, maybe even win. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Accidentism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist with the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
We met other whistleblowers on the side of the road in Maryland, you know, to hear what they could tell us. None of them revealed state secrets to us, by the way. But that they had information, and basically the government knew, you know, other than the exact moment, they knew the date and the method of which the attacks were supposed to come. And none of this made it to mainstream media. None of it made it into the commission. And yet, again, all of your representatives on the day that the commission book came out were on their pulpits saying, what a fabulous job this commission has done, a real service to this nation. And it was anything but a service. It was a complete fabrication. Other than the exact, perhaps, time, you know, because planes don't always go off on time. They knew the date. They knew the method that it was going to be with airplanes.
Patty Kazaza, yep. We're going to be getting her on the show, Jersey Girl Patty Kazaza. Folks, I had a showing of Endgame Monday night at the Alamo Drafthouse, and these fellows who work for, let's just say, the biggest internet technology company out there had flown in all the way from San Francisco, two fellows and their girlfriends, and he told me the name of somebody who had rung a bell of a prominent FBI agent. He said, yeah, we work with this guy. He got fired from that. Now he's the head of our IT security, and he admits that he ran the terror cells. And the guys were real serious, so I went home and Googled his name, like, oh, I remember this guy. Oh, yeah, Peter Lance wrote all about this, former ABC Nightly News producer, wrote the book Triple Crossed. I got to get him on. And right there, it just, there it was, and it was even in the news. See, I mean, there's so much, I don't even know it all. It's just all hidden in plain view, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, do we know exactly what happened that day? No. Do we know they were all U.S. government agents? Have I interviewed the embassy heads who ordered to let them in? They were CIA officers? CIA officers. 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 ADA and all of them. Deans of the Defense Language School. I mean, it said that. It's all out there. Now, I know I said we'd take your calls. I got Dr. Michael Kaufman coming up. Maybe we'll have him hold a few minutes while I get to everybody. Joe in Iowa, you're on the air worldwide, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering what I could do to help Ron Paul in Iowa make sure he makes a debate.
Get a stencil, make a stencil, or pay a place to do it, and hand spray paint up on it can even be butcher paper, but use permanent ink. Ron Paul Revolution, ronpaul2008.com, and individually go make 20 of those and put those up.
Is there anyone I can talk to about the debates, though? How you said it earlier?
Oh, yeah, they're talking about banning him, and we have the article up on JonesReport.com. Call the Republican Party traitors of Iowa, and just let those slime bags know that they, you know, everybody knows he's a first-year candidate, and how dare them even discuss it. And maybe some of them are good on there. I'm not saying they're all bad, but just the discussing it's bad.
I look at. But, no number I can call? You don't have it on you?
But, you know, I do have it here. Let me dig it out. I'm saying you can just go to JonesReport.com. Do you have a computer, sir?
Oh, I own it, though.
Okay, Republican Party of Iowa, 515-282-8188. I can't. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Let me just give it to you on air, okay? 515, it's hard to spoon feed here, folks. I don't have the time for it. 515-282-8105. I'm just too tired to put up an act, folks. I just don't have time to play games anymore. 515-282-8105, okay? There it is. There's conflicting reports, and maybe in the third hour we have time we'll get into that. I've got a guy in the mid-90s, you know, I'm a big football fan. I just attacked it because it becomes a distraction from serious issues. But I was a fan. A bunch of people in my office are, you know, we're Dallas Cowboy fans around here. For this fellow that's coming up later. So stay with us. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.